A handful of homes in Juneau are cleaning up after a river flooded over the weekend. As KTOO's Matt Miller reports, the unusual event has become a regular, almost expected occurrence in the capital city.
Jökulhlaup is an Icelandic term for glacial outburst flood, and for the past three summers, runoff and glacial melt has pooled in a small valley called Suicide Basin above the terminus of Juneau's Mendenhall Glacier. Then the dam suddenly breaks and the water comes rushing through a channel underneath. But when exactly it happens and how much water is released is always a big mystery. This year's Jökulhlaup happened Wednesday evening, and it took a few days for the water to travel under Mendenhall Glacier into Mendenhall Lake. National Weather Service forecasters expected a discharge of as much as 11 billion gallons and flows reaching 20,000 cubic feet a second, over three times normal, as the lake emptied into Mendenhall River. On Friday afternoon, Mendenhall Lake peaked at a record level of 11.8 feet, and Mendenhall River peaked at 13.5 feet. Those were just shy of projections. The Forest Service closed a campground and popular trails around Mendenhall Glacier. Juneau officials put emergency equipment on standby and prepared for possible closures of a low-lying road or pedestrian access over area bridges. Some homes along the banks of Mendenhall River had water in their backyards, covering vegetation and lapping at their back decks or foundations. CBJ Emergency Services Program Manager Tom Matisse says they thought they had a worst-case scenario developing, with lake and river levels projected to crest even higher.
It's important that people recognize that these are models and there's some flexibility in how high it's going to get and how fast it's going to come, and we just have to err on the side of caution and have everybody be prepared. It's great to see the residents like this who are aware of what's going on and really do their best to be prepared for these situations.
Don Habiger's friends from church helped him set up sandbags around the doors to his home, seal up the house's lower vents, and run a pump to get the water out of the crawl space. He and his wife stayed in their house Friday night, even though power to the View Drive neighborhood was turned off.
Even at the height, you could hear water going into the crawl space underneath the stem wall seal plate or whatever they call those things. But we never got it in the house.
Any idea whether or not the foundation might have been compromised from that?
Don't know. We'll do an inspection when it's dry, drier.
At Bob Winter's place, several doors up the street, a bathtub-like ring of spruce and hemlock needles still shows the peak of Friday's flood. About 10 inches of water in the house and 37 inches in the garage, which sits a little lower on his property.
Basically, all the flooring in the house has got to be replaced. Many of the cabinets, a lot of the furniture will have to be replaced. We got the important stuff up off the floor before it happened. We thought the garage was all taken care of. We put stuff up on tables, and it's never been this high before, but the water was actually up over the top of the tables by a foot. So chainsaws and tools and things like that all got wiped out.
Winter acknowledges that weeks and maybe even months of cleanup and repairs are ahead. It'll be covered by flood insurance. He may put the house up on pilings, but he won't move. He and his wife have been there 30 years. Most trails and recreational facilities around Mendenhall Lake and Mendenhall River were reopened by Saturday afternoon. Matisse says some trees were reported stuck in the pilings of a bridge replacement project further down Mendenhall River. Heavy rainfall over the weekend prompted more flooding on Monday morning. Mendenhall Lake and Mendenhall River levels rose about 2 feet shy of Friday's peak before declining again. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.